Welcome to Pirate Money Radio with your host, Kevin Freeman, helping you unpack the economic headlines and providing real money solutions.
Good day, America. I'm Kevin Freeman. I'm here at the AmeriFest, American Festival, with Charlie Kirk in Phoenix, Arizona, with 18,000 or something, some huge number of young people that are turning conservative, which is amazing. I mean, Charlie Kirk's gone across the country. And if you've seen any of the things that we've done on Economic War Room, you know that Charlie Kirk is a devout Christian in his faith, and he applies that in politics, which is amazing. And then all the booths around us, you can meet all the most interesting people. Now, as we're recording this, it's at his festival in December. I know this is airing in January. It's getting a little colder there. But I met somebody very interesting, Eric Olshausen, who is one of the founders of Old Glory Bank, which is a bank that's decided they want to go back to traditional American values. So if you're with one of the big five banks and you're fearful that you say the wrong thing on the internet, they're going to cut your account off, you'll want to listen to this program. And the exciting thing is, following Eric, we'll bring Dr. Ben Carson in the last two parts of two segments of the program, and we'll get to talk to America's doctor, one of the most genuine, honest, incredible, brilliant people I've ever met. He's a friend, and he's been on the Economic War Room show, but we'll introduce him on the first time to Pirate Money Radio. But let's start with Eric Olshausen. Welcome to Pirate Money Radio.
Thank you for having me here. It's an exciting place to be.
Now, you're here with a booth talking about Old Glory Bank. Tell us what Old Glory Bank is.
Sure. So we are actually a 121-year-old bank now. That was
purchased. I've only heard about you for about 3 or 4 years.
That's right. So we, a group of management team, I had the concept a few years ago of a pro-America bank that stood for traditional values, stood for the greatness of America, and wouldn't cancel its customers for their views or the industry they operate in. And to achieve that, we found a bank in Oklahoma, which to us was very representative of middle America. Not just geographically, obviously, where Oklahoma's located.
Well, as a native Oklahoman, I'm kind of proud of that state.
Well, we love what we've learned about the state, the people there. It's representative of Middle America culturally as well. And so we purchased the bank just over 2 years ago, renamed it Old Glory Bank, layered a digital bank or digital branch, so to speak, on top of this one physical location, to where we've been able, in about a year and a half's time, been able to open up over 45,000 new customer relationships clear across the country. So
yeah,
every state of the union is represented.
We have good presence in Oklahoma. American Family Radio airs there. I've got good family there. We got a lot of followers of our podcast there. But you don't have to be in Oklahoma. You could be in Missouri or California or New Jersey.
That absolutely. In fact, interestingly, you mentioned California. They are our second largest state in terms of customer count. Texas and Florida are the other two top three, but clear across the country. You mentioned Oklahoma.
Is Texas first?
Texas first, then California.
Good. As a proud Texan.
And then Oklahoma's up there too, because we are an Oklahoma state chartered bank. On our board is former Governor Mary Fallon Christensen, who's a two-term Republican governor of this state. Bill Shine is on our board. You mentioned Larry Elder. And mentioned Ben Carson earlier. Both Ben Carson and Larry Elder are on our board and are co-founders of mine with the bank, as is John Rich, country singer. So I think a lot of people that your audience will be familiar with, and we couldn't be happier to have them involved in the bank. But it says a lot that they saw with our mission, that it spoke to them in such a way that they wanted to get involved. We are a bank that promotes America, promotes the flag. We support the military and first responders, and in a tangible way. So we have something we say, we protect those who protect you. And by that, we put our money where our mouth is. If a customer of ours is a firefighter or a policeman or border security or military, including reservist, for free, they have a $100,000 line of duty death benefit that we pay the premium for. God forbid, should one of those individuals be a customer of ours and lose their life in the line of duty, we pay out a $100,000 death benefit.
Wow. That's phenomenal. You know, we have a sponsor, and you're not a sponsor of our program, but Patriot Mobile is a sponsor of our program. And it sounds similar because you believe in supporting traditional values and so forth. There are really only three things you can do with your money. You can give it, you can spend it, or you can invest it. Here at Pirate Money Radio, we support all three. And it's made possible by a friend of the program, Patriot Mobile, who really has helped us in getting this word out to you. You can learn more about Patriot Mobile and the programs that we do at piratemoneyradio.com/AFR. That's piratemoneyradio.com/AFR. Well, we're talking with Eric Holzhausen from the Old Glory Bank. And Eric, you mentioned debanking because that's a fearsome thing. I have friends, Nick Vujicic, one of them, who without explanation, their bank just suddenly cut them off. He thinks it's because he spoke at a pro-life rally. And so they kind of, and Nick is starting his own pro-life fintech to help reach those customers. But your bank is not going to cut people off for having different political views.
That's absolutely the case. In fact, I can say that quite emphatically. That's one of the primary reasons we started Old Glory Bank, was that we were witnessing this scourge in our financial system of banks introducing the cancel culture to banking and it's making subjective decisions, not on someone's creditworthiness or actions as a customer of the bank, keeping their account positive, so to speak, but deciding, because you might have said something outspoken, whether it's a conservative cause, pro-life causes, different whole religious organizations getting debanked, and entire industries as well, firearms, crypto, even agriculture has become taboo for some banks because it's not environmentally conscious.
You might sell a gas stove, or you might be in the gasoline business
one day. That's right, the oil and gas industry, huge, where they're getting starved of financing by the large banks who are trying to inject.
Which creates opportunity for you, right?
It does.
And for those who own you, and I know you just had an IPO.
That's right. So individuals can not just be a customer of the bank, but actually an owner.
What's the symbol, do you know?
We're going to be just introducing the Old Glory Holding Company is the entity you own shares in. They are freely tradable shares. We will soon be listing them on the over-the-counter market in the QX market.
And we're not recommending, we don't recommend investments here on Pirate Money Radio. But
people can learn about it. They go to own.oldglorybank.com and learn about it, read about it, be not just a customer, but also an owner of the bank. And in doing so, promote financial liberty in America, which is entirely
we believe
our
in liberty, security, and values. Now, you mentioned the term debanking. Saturday Night Live mocked it as a term, but the reality of it, Barron Trump and Melania Trump have both admitted that they were debanked. Nigel Farage, I mean, you could be rich and powerful and be debanked.
Yeah, Coutts Bank in the UK.
But what do you do if you're just an average citizen and somebody gets mad at you and puts you on some list somewhere? What do? They have recourse. Barron Trump can find another bank. They can buy their own bank.
Yes.
Yeah. But what do you do if?
Yeah, well, I would say certainly Old Glory Bank is a safe haven from that cancel culture, that debanking culture. I think people who maybe feel they're not so prominent and outspoken that they would be even noticed, certainly if you're principled about people's ability to have financial liberty and not be canceled. We certainly encourage people to come to Old Glory Bank and vote with their dollars, vote with their feet by coming to us and support, and in doing so, support an organization that is there to protect all, to participate in our economy. And that's really what it comes about is, to not be deplatformed just because maybe you have views that aren't in sync with the management of whatever bank you happen to be.
You believe in free speech. You believe in traditional American values. When we come back, I'd like to have you back for another segment. And then right after you, we'll bring in your business partner, Dr. Ben Carson. So you may be at risk of being debanked from your political views. Old Glory Bank might be your answer. Check it out. Learn more information, oldglorybank.com. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Pirate Money Radio with your host, Kevin Freeman.
All right, we're back at America Fest. This is pre-recorded, of course. This happens in December every year. And if you have the opportunity to be part of this, you probably should make your way to Phoenix. The electricity, the young people, all of the interesting vendors, all of the different, Patriot Mobile is the sponsor of this program. They've got a big booth here, and I'm doing a book signing, a Pirate Money book signing here. You hear Christmas music in the background. The atmosphere is festive. It's Phoenix. It's fun. But we're talking with Eric Olhausen from Old Glory Bank. And, you know, I just want to ask you, Eric, you've mentioned you've got Larry Elder, who's a friend, and Dr. Ben Carson, who's a friend also. How did you get them? You buy a bank in Oklahoma. You have this idea. How do you get those two powerhouses on board and a part of your bank?
We are very pleased that our idea caught their attention, that they were excited to get involved with us early on. My partner in Old Glory Bank, the first person I called when I had the idea of a pro-America bank that wouldn't cancel its customers, was our CEO, my business partner, Mike Ring, who was formerly was a practicing attorney and had done quite a bit in the media space. And so I had some relationships.
No, is he in Oklahoma?
He is not. He's in Atlanta, where I live. And so
found the ideal bank in Oklahoma.
We wanted to be essentially be in a reliably red state that we felt was representative of Middle America, as Oklahoma certainly
is. That's right in the center.
And
all roads go through there.
It is a wonderful state. We Mike and I actually got in a Sprinter van one January and drove out there with no appointments and found a bank. Within a week, we had two offers out and found a wonderful bank with an excellent legacy to it, over 120-year legacy. And Ben Carson, Larry Elder are on our board.
How'd you meet them?
Just through Mike Ring, who had done some business with them and with some of their media properties. And, there was someone to reach out to say, hey, this is what we're doing. And they were already on board before we actually found the bank to purchase.
Okay. Yeah, and Dr. Carson's going to be, you got to stay tuned to this. It's a rare treat to have Dr. Ben Carson on the radio with us. We're thrilled he's coming in. So absolutely stay tuned to that. But we're talking with Mike, or with Eric. I'm missing Mike. Mike is my co-host.
He's our CEO.
Right?
He's
Mike is your CEO. Yeah, Mike is my co-host.
Okay,
And Mike's not here today, but you're here, and you've got a booth. What response are you getting from the?
We are. It's wonderful. We're getting old, young, in between, stopping by. What I love is how some people come up and say, "Hey, I'm a member. I'm a account holder," They love to pull out their debit card. So that always helps when I'm describing the bank to someone, is to have a happy customer walk by. But we're just introducing the concept of Old Glory Bank
to
people.
Where do we go to meet? Because we're going to send our Pirate Money team in to talk. We're in Oklahoma. We're getting legislation about to pass. I believe that two great senators and great members of the House are going to push this through. We've got the state treasurer, Todd Russ, on our side with this. I think we've got a good chance of seeing Pirate Money brought to Oklahoma. We would like nothing more than to have a great Oklahoma bank or two or three that are on board and working. So who do we talk to? How do we get our Pirate Money team to
give me a shout? We would like to continue the dialogue.
And where will we meet to do it? Can we meet at the bank?
Absolutely.
You'd love to see this. I want to see it.
Across the street, we have essentially a living museum that goes back to 1910, the actual branch. The physical, wooden.
And what city is it in?
Elmore City, Oklahoma.
And where is Elmore City?
It is about an hour and a half south of Oklahoma City. It's a town made famous by the fact that the storyline of Footloose came out of Elmore City.
Oh, yeah.
And so the Kevin Bacon movie came out in 1984.
6 degrees of separation.
That's
right there. Kevin,
and,
it all goes back to Kevin Bacon.
The crazy thing, up until 1980 in Elmore City, dancing was not allowed at the local Baptist church or the local school. And the movie was set in Colorado, but it's based on Elmore City, Oklahoma. And it's a proud little town, and we'd love to see people there. Most of our customers don't ever have the opportunity.
Well, I'm driving north from DFW to find Elmore City. It can't be that far. If it's an hour and a half south, it's got to be pretty close to Dallas. I want to meet there. We'll tell you about pirate money, learn more about Old Glory Bank. This is the kind of thing that is happening with this new entrepreneurial spirit, with this new freedom-loving spirit. And you mentioned young people. You've got young people customers of your bank. That's so exciting to me.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's a great way to start a foundation with an organization that's like-minded, that's pushing in the same direction as everyone that's walking around us here today.
Well, you know what I like? My daughter wanted to buy her first car, and she had cash to buy her car with. And she's like, I'll just go buy a car with cash. I'm like, honey, at some point, you're going to have to establish some credit. And so she picked a local Texas bank, and I won't name them. And she put up a CD, and then she borrowed against that CD. Now, I think, you know, no credit, so she's getting taken advantage of. My personal opinion, she's paying a whole lot more than she's getting, and there's no risk to the bank. But bringing customers in and helping young people establish banking, it's so important for life.
Yeah, yeah. No, this has been a great show for us.
Yeah, so you're doing that with young people. You'll help them get their first car. You'll help them. Do you do car loans yet?
We have more for commercial lending. So we've building out our consumer lending. Home loans we've introduced. Very competitive rates for home loans. Great financial mobile app. And that's something most community banks have. Just a localized view. Just the number of customers are going to be limited to where their branch is. Because we have a national focus, we've been able to invest a lot in our technology and our mobile app. It's a financial app of apps. You can link to other accounts if you have an Amex card or a Citibank card or a car loan. All of that can be visible within the Old Glory Bank app.
That's where I think that what we're doing, Transactional Gold and Silver, is going to fit. You can make it visible in your app and make it easy. Because I think the bank, you know, when Silicon Valley Bank went down, people were scared and they rushed out of their local bank and rushed into the Big Five. And what's scary about that is nobody at the Big Five is going to know you, and they're unlikely to share your value. And so people ask me, what do I do? And I said, well, look at your local community bank where you can know the banker. But they're the ones that, you know, a national bank settled in Oklahoma. That's kind of an interesting idea, because now you have similar values, but they're big enough that they're going to survive some of the challenges of people running scared.
Yes. No, we feel we're exporting those good traditional middle America values clear across the country. Every state of the union, we have customers now. State chartered Oklahoma Bank that has customers clear across the country.
And yeah, you get the best of both worlds that way. A national bank with national services, but you get one that shares your values and it's not going to kick you out because you happen to be bagged and wear a red hat or whatever.
That's cheating.
And I think the Christian view of this is biblically, it says the rain falls on the just as well as the unjust. And rain is actually not, you know, other than a flood, rain is a good thing. You need rain. And so that's actually God's blessings can fall on both the just and the unjust. If people live in America, but don't have, you know, are maybe Christian, this is a Christian program, but maybe not Christian, they still benefit from being surrounded by Christians. I love, you know, Dennis Prager, who talks about, we've got to protect Christian culture, even though I'm Jewish, because that's what protects my right to believe in God the way I believe in God. And it sounds like Old Glory has that same kind of attitude.
We absolutely do. Certainly having Ben Carson on our board, Dr. Carson, really keeps people grounded and humbled and faith-based. We do promote faith, family, and freedom. And just those are just
Kids America's Cornerstone Institute. Is that one of the groups you're supporting? That's one that we're supporting. I personally support. I love them. What's so fabulous about them is they believe in the bedrock principle, the cornerstone principles that made America great. He's a dear friend. I'm actually on a public company board. It's a biotechnology company, and he and I have served on that board together. I love having him on. I'm the vice chairman of that board. I love having him on that board, and I'm sure he's been a huge blessing to Old Glory as well.
Yeah, no, we are very, very pleased with the relationships we've drawn to Old Glory Bank. And just have been overwhelmed by the support of people coming on as customers and now currently as owners. So it's
I think you said 45,000 customers.
45,000 customers in the past year and a half of having introduced our online banking capability. So it's just really, it's taken taken the, you know,
how do
the
you
whole
measure
country.
Success? What will success look like for you? Are you there and enjoying it, or no? We have targets, and I want to achieve.
I mean, I think we can grow tenfold. I mean, no question about it. You know, you look at other online presence banks out there, or financial services solutions can get into the 10, 12 million customers. Chime is an example. It's just a online financial services. They're not a bank, but they work with bank partners. It's quite possible and feasible. And that's one thing we've talked about, is that because of online banking, you know, people no longer are choosing a bank that's closest to their home. They can choose a bank that's closest to their identity or their values. And technology allows that to happen. And that's why a single location Oklahoma bank can have customers clear across the country. So there's no limit. We're not going to be limited by geographic, you know, rollout of branches.
Is it all online? Like, I want to deposit a check, I take a picture of it like I do most checks?
Take a picture of the check. If you have cash, a lot of people make money, whether they're a server or they make money on the weekend, side type gigs. We have a relationship with 88,000 retail locations.
Now, how did that work?
There's a mobile app. And all of the big box stores that you can think of, and fast food, I mean, convenience stores, pharmacies, big
Walgreens.
Box retailers.
Walgreens.
Yeah. So
I go into Walgreens and take my cash and make a deposit there?
They'll scan the mobile app, the Old Glory Bank app, and within 7 seconds, your deposit will be credited, and you can walk across the street to an ATM and withdraw it. It's that quick. It's just like buying a pack of gum. 88,000 locations. Putting that in perspective, Chase Bank, largest branch network in the country, has 5,000 locations. So we're really excited about the service that we offer to our customers. There's really nothing that right now, well, there's very little reason people have anymore to walk into a physical branch.
I see that. It makes sense. Technology is great. Young people embrace technology, so you've got a. I wish you super success here at AmFest. It's so great to meet you. I want to meet you at your bank.
Great.
Hey, come in. We'll go get a fine meal somewhere at the local diner.
I love
that. This is all Middle America. All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we will be with a dear friend, one of the founders of Old Glory Bank, the amazing, incredible Dr. Ben Carson. He's one of those brilliant men I know, and he's an American hero. We'll be right back with Pirate Money Radio right after this break.
Pirate Money Radio, helping you give, spend, and invest in ways that align with liberty, security, and values. Welcome back with your host, Kevin Freeman.
It's an incredible opportunity for us here at America Fest, AmFest for short. Charlie Kirk hosts this amazing event. You meet the best speakers here. One of them is a dear friend. He's been on our other program, Economic War Room, a number of times. And I serve on a public board of a biotechnology company with this brilliant surgeon. He's a brain surgeon, the former Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. He's one of the smartest, most honorable people I've ever met. And I'm just so grateful, Dr. Carson, for joining us on Pirate Money Radio.
Well, Kevin, it's always fun to be with you. And I appreciate your patriotism and your loyalty.
Well, we're so honored to have you here. We just had Old Glory Bank, which is something that you helped start. And we talked about how they won't debank people because they believe in traditional American values.
And it's such an important concept because, you know, we've reached this cancel culture that makes absolutely no sense and is antithetical to the whole concept of freedom of conscience, freedom of speech. And anything that we can do to enhance those institutions that uphold those standards is a good thing.
Well, thank you for helping establish that. That's very important. You know, also important is the president's cabinet, which he's picking. And I noticed your friend and my friend, Scott Turner, taking your old job.
Yes.
That's very exciting.
I was very happy to recommend Scott for that position. He did a wonderful job for us on the Opportunity Zones and has been a good friend. I've been so impressed with him that I asked him to be on the board of American Cornerstones, and he's done a good job there as well.
He's an amazing man. I remember when he ran for Speaker of the State House of Texas, he had my endorsement and support. And I'll tell you, if he had won, Texas would be a stronger state today. They realized it's not a good idea when the Republicans control the House to have a Democrat speaker or someone put there by Democrats. And that's kept a lot of good conservative legislation. He was the first to point it out, and he took the bold step of running. I mean, that's a man who is, now he's an NFL football player. He's brilliant. He's an amazing guy. And you actually had him out at a dinner at Liberty Hawk Ranch when you were staying at our property out there.
Well, you know, courage is something that is not in abundance these days. And when we find people who are courageous and are willing to serve and to really put forth the truth, it makes a big difference. Because you can't be the land of the free if you're not the home of the brave.
Well, you put back integrity to HUD, and then we've had 4 years since you were there. But you laid a foundation there, and you cleaned up a lot of things that I think will open up opportunities for the second Trump administration to make a real difference. What's your outlook for HUD?
Well, you know, HUD was in horrible shape when we first went there, and we had to do a lot of work to get them straightened out. But you noticed that a year and a half into the Trump administration, you never heard those bad stories about HUD anymore. And that legacy persisted until this day. I think there are more regulations that we can remove that were added back, because by getting rid of the heavy regulatory burden, it made it much easier for us to get programs done. For instance, the FYI program, Foster Youth to Independence, from conception to the granting of awards, less than 4 months. And people say you can't do things efficiently in government. You can if you remove all the stumbling blocks.
Well, I'm hopeful that Vivek and Elon are going to do that, not just at HUD, but across the entire government, because where we are with this debt, $36 trillion.
Unbelievable.
Unsustainable. The interest only. You know, they were bragging on Black Friday and how exciting the Black Friday shopping was. So Black Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday was a record in sales this past holiday season. And yet we accumulated in interest only over those 4 days more than all Americans spent on Black Friday online shopping. People don't realize what $1 trillion is. That's kind of...
You know, one of the things that really encouraged me in the November the 5th election is that the young people came out heavily, and they voted for logic and common sense, because they realize that their future is at stake. For a long time, it seems like they were oblivious to that.
I think it's more their future than ours. And I tell you, you know, we may survive the U.S. spending itself into bankruptcy. Maybe not, though. We may have more life than that.
It's going pretty quick.
But the young people, absolutely. If we don't change direction, and you know probably Elon Musk and Vivek from the campaign trail, if not before, they seem honorable, sincere, and dedicated. They seem like they really are true Americans.
And courageous.
And courageous. Do you think they can pull $2 trillion out of our spending?
I think it can be done, but it's going to require looking at our healthcare system.
Thanks.
You know, we spend $13,100 per capita per year on healthcare. That's almost twice as much as the next closest nation. And yet we do not have the best access and the best care. We need to really look at that system once again. And I believe that things like health savings accounts, where people actually have some skin in the game and some personal responsibility, is the way to go. The way our system works right now, it's as if you go going to an hotel and you put your credit card down and they say, you don't need that, all your expenses are taken care of. You say, oh, well, where's the room service menu and everything else? You know, you don't really care about the expenses. Whereas when you have to take care of it yourself, you're like, is there a Burger King nearby? And these, you know, we have to make our healthcare system that way. And we have to bring transparency
yes.
back, because hospitals jack up the prices of things, you know, 5 to 10 times more than they actually cost, knowing that the insurance companies will reimburse them pennies on a dollar. You know, we don't need that. We need real transparency so that true competition can occur. And I think that will trim a lot of money, hundreds of billions, maybe trillions of dollars.
Well, you've had many, many patients where you've done some really amazing surgeries, but going in, nobody knew what the cost was going to be. They didn't even have a ballpark idea.
No idea.
And as a result, we can't make intelligent decisions. I mean, could you imagine you buy groceries and you don't find out the price that you paid for them
exactly.
until after you're putting them in the car?
And then you get a whole bunch of other bills when you get to the car. I mean, because that's the way it is now. You don't get just one bill. You get a bill from this group and this specialist. And it's very confusing, particularly for older people, to know what's covered and what's not covered. And it's very stressful. We don't need that. We can do much better.
Well, you know, before Obamacare, you know, what was the term that they used for Obamacare? Affordability Act or whatever. I was paying $350 to Blue Cross for my family of four and younger kids. And now they just told me it's $2,500. And I thought, well, I'll find something cheaper. And the reality of it is that's what people are paying. For a family of four, $30,000 used to be all you had to earn to feed them.
Unbelievable.
And pay your rent and everything else. Now it's $30,000 just for health care.
And it's going to get worse if we continue down the road that we're going right now. And that's why we need to look at some major reforms. You know, I've been talking to Bobby Kennedy about what we can do to reform the system. With all that money that we're spending, $13,100, most concierge practices cost $5,000 to $10,000. We're spending enough money to give everybody a concierge practice and have money left over.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't, but the average person doesn't have access to concierge medicine. It's expensive to be poor. Essentially, poor people always pay more for almost everything.
Absolutely.
And which is caused by this wealth gap, which is caused by, as you know, we talk about all the time, printing excess money and not having it stable like
right.
transactional gold and silver would.
I don't know why we don't look at the examples of other countries like Argentina who did that and what happened to them. We don't have to go down the same pathway. And I'm glad to see, you know, Doge and us at least talking about it now. You know, this recent spending bill that has been revised now was just more of the same. And every year they promise we're going to do this in a different way. We're not going to have all this pork in it. And then they wait to the last minute and they say, oh, well, we got to pass it because the government's going to shut down. This year, I'm glad to see that it's going to be a little bit different.
We have to pass it to find out what's in it. I just had Jackie Deason on the program talking about the Corporate Transparency Act, which says that if you have a LLC, you have to report all this information. If you don't report it, you're a felon. Even if you change your driver's license, if you renew your driver's license and fail to report the renewal, it's a felony charge, which is designed of weaponization of government against the people. You know, the whole notion of controlling people, average American citizens, is gotten out of control at the federal level.
Well, you know, liberty, when we talk about our Declaration of Independence, certain unalienable rights given to us by our Creator, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And liberty means the ability to pursue the type of life that you want as long as you're not harming other people. And our founders knew that that liberty would be encroached upon because they studied all governments in the world, and that's always what happens. The government keeps growing and encroaching and controlling your lives. And it's something that we have to be extremely careful about. And the Marxists and the progressives are very much into control as opposed to allowing free market forces to determine what happens. it's allowing those pre-market forces to take the forefront that allowed us to ascend so rapidly as a nation.
Well, you know, the progressives are against life. They're anti-life. If you want to kill yourself, you ought to be given the tools to do it, or kill babies in the womb. They're against liberty. They want control instead. And pursuit of happiness, which is interesting, they believe in pursuit of happiness only to a small degree. In John Locke, that was properties. And the ability to build and accumulate wealth and pass it on to your kids, property was a part of that pursuit of happiness. But they're against property. That's why by 2030, the World Economic Forum says you'll own nothing and be happy. They're literally trying to separate pursuit of happiness from property, which is anti-constitution. It's also anti-biblical.
Well, it's also a socialist concept and a Marxist concept, as is their insistence upon promoting class warfare.
Yep. We're going to have to take a break here. We'll be right back on Pirate Money Radio with the great Dr. Ben Carson. So glad to have you here, Dr. Carson.
Pirate Money Radio, helping you give, spend, and invest in ways that align with liberty, security, and values. Welcome back with your host, Kevin Freeman.
We have a special edition of Pirate Money Radio. We're recording live from AmFest, America Fest, hosted by Charlie Cook and Turning Point USA. There are amazing speakers here, and one of those is a dear friend, Dr. Ben Carson, who we've had on the Economic War Room, but this is our first time to have him on Pirate Money Radio. In the first two segments, we talked about Old Glory Bank with one of the founders, and Dr. Carson is one of the original people that came up with the idea of a bank that wouldn't try to cancel you because you had different political beliefs. He believes in liberty, and he's got the American Cornerstone Institute. What I love about the American Cornerstone Institute, and I'll let him explain it, is it takes you from very young to very old with the principles of America. Dr. Carson, tell us about the American Cornerstone Institute.
Well, you know, after the first Trump administration, my plan was to retire and to play golf and to cruise around the world and to have a good time. But seeing the direction of the country, I couldn't do that. And there were several other people at HUD who couldn't do that either. So we formed the American Cornerstone Institute to emphasize those cornerstone principles that were foundational to the development of our country and to the acceleration of our country. And those things are our faith, our Judeo-Christian values, which teach us to love your neighbor, not to hate your neighbor, not to cancel your neighbor if they have a different yard sign, but to love your neighbor. And liberty, freedom to live the life that you want to lead, and not have all the mandates and everything trying to control who you are. Community, such an important concept, because we had people in this country who came from all over the world. And in many cases, they couldn't even communicate with each other because of language issues. But they understood the concept of the common good. That's what community is about. It's about all of us. It's not about this group versus that group. That was essential to the development of our country. And then life, a loving and honoring life from the womb to the tomb, so vitally important. And those are the principles that ACI pushes. And we have a pediatric component called Little Patriots.
I love Little Patriots.
Recognizing that the Marxists, Vladimir Lenin said, give me your children to teach for 4 years and the seeds that I sow will never be uprooted. They are trying to get into our schools so they can indoctrinate our kids, so that they can control the teacher unions. They've done a very good job, I must admit, but we can't capitulate to them. We must fight this tooth and nail, and our Little Patriots program does that. And it teaches our real history, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Of course, there's much more good than there is bad and ugly. And it teaches about the principles of our founding and why they are so important. And then we have the Executive Branch for America program, which teaches people how the government works, all the interrelated parts. And because a lot of people who come into government either as elected officials or as staffers, they don't really know a whole lot. And the first year, they're like deer caught in the headlight with all the stuff coming at them. And this is to give you a head start so that you can hit the ground running. You can even get certified in the program. And it doesn't cost anything. It's free of charge, as all of our programs are, because we have just wonderful Americans who understand how important it is to disseminate this information. And it's growing very rapidly. We have hundreds of thousands of subscribers now, over 100,000 Executive Branch for America people now. And God willing, it will continue to become a very major part of helping to stabilize logical conservatism in America.
You know, you mentioned on the Little Patriots. I can imagine if you were to capture all the kids and send them off to some location and you told them you could pick the government. We govern by people who have blonde hair and and you raise kids, they'll believe it and they'll go, because you don't pass freedom from one generation. It's not through the bloodstream. You have to teach people that difference. And they tried to do this. You know, my cultural history on my father's side was Cherokee. And they would take people out of the Native American, out of their homes and send them to the boarding schools and try and beat out of them the Native American and kill the Indian and save the man was the term that they used. Well, that's the importance. If we don't teach kids about we're killing the freedom-loving kids and saving communists.
That's exactly
in America. Right. That's what the school system's doing today.
And we're seeing it. We're seeing the results of it, because your history is so important to understand and know about, because your history gives you your identity, and your identity is the foundation for your belief system. And if you don't have that chain strong, you become like a leaf blowing in the wind. And that's why we see all these students at Columbia University and some of these other places running around, shouting from the river to the sea.
Yes.
Supporting Hamas, saying down with America.
Yes.
They have no idea what they're talking about. They don't have a foundation. They're easily shifted and manipulated. And that's what's happening.
One thing you've taught me, Black history is American history. And you don't separate it out. You say, look, this is a part of the American story. You know, history of America, we've had some bad parts in our past, but compared to other nations and compared to where we got, how we got through them, it's a pretty, pretty wonderful country, isn't it?
Well, when you think about it, in my lifetime,
we're in it.
Things have changed dramatically. You know, I remember as a child going to the Deep South and seeing whites only and colors only signs. Now, in the same lifetime, we have Black admirals and generals and CEOs of Fortune 500 companies and heads of foundations and university presidents. We've had a Black president of the United States. I mean, to say that we haven't made lightning fast improvement is folly. And that tells you something about the kind of nation that we are.
Well, it's a system. It's the Constitution, which was designed brilliantly, I believe, and you teach it. And for young people to understand that, it's sure we have our bad periods, but we've done, like you said, lightning advances in racial issues. And so many, think about women, you know, where women have come from. And, you know, when my grandfather was born, he wasn't born an American citizen. He was Cherokee, and it wasn't until years later that he became a citizen, being born here in the United States. And that, you know, that's in the 1900s that you weren't an American citizen automatically.
Absolutely. Well, we have a lot to be proud of in this country. And, you know, the key is to learn from our mistakes. Every country makes mistakes. Every group of people makes mistakes. Foolish ones will bury it or try to rewrite it. Smart ones will learn from it. And I hope that, you know, we're seeing the beginning of logic and common sense and smart movements, because, you know, I'm so proud of the American people who were able to see through the most significant gaslighting campaign that has ever existed. And many people thought that they would be fooled, but they weren't. And they realize what we have. We have an amazing country. It doesn't matter where your ancestors came from. They could come from Ireland or Africa or India or China. You're probably better off here than you would be back there, because this is a nation for all of us.
Well, you know, and with President Trump coming back to the White House, I mean, I consider you an amazing friend. And here's the thing. President Trump considers you a friend, too. I know. And you've been friends with him, good counsel for him, good supporter of him. You know, a lot of people wondered if you were going to go into the administration. But I'm guessing, I'm looking at you, say what you want. It looks like you've decided you're going to stick with American Cornerstone Institute because you feel like you can accomplish more from the outside this term.
Absolutely. And, you know, we'll be a support system for any logical government. And we have a logical government now. So obviously, we're working behind the scenes to help with the staffing and various things that are going on. And, you know, I do have ongoing dialogue with important members of the administration, working to see what we can do about our healthcare system and lots of areas. So you don't have to necessarily be a government official to do that.
If we could help Americans be healthy again, and the food industry has not necessarily been our friend in that respect, if we could get better food, if we could get more honest pricing in medicine, if we could get to where the incentive is to keep people healthy rather than to get them sick and then cure them from being sick, all of those things. So I
really save us a lot of money.
Yeah. I'm a big admirer of the commentary we hear from Robert F. Kennedy Jr., so long as he doesn't touch our liquid gold.
Right.
As the president says. I'm not sure I agree with him on some of those issues. I hear he may be coming around on the life issue a little bit. And so anyway, it'll be an interesting government. I'm so grateful that you have the ear of the president of the United States, who was popularly elected. I also won the Electoral College, which is the real vote that matters because the framers were smart. So what gives you hope? What are you looking for one big win in the coming year?
Well, I'll tell you, the thing that gives me hope is things like what we're doing in Phoenix right now, the Turning Point USA with the young people. I go to a lot of the campuses with Turning Point USA, and the enthusiasm of the young people. You know, many campuses, we have to turn hundreds of students away. We can't get them all into the auditorium. And they actually understand that we've gone astray, that we've thrown out our basic belief systems, particularly our faith in God, and that that is having very deleterious consequences for our country. And I think they're going to lead the revival that brings America back. I'm actually very encouraged about our future. And I was talking to President-elect Trump, and he said that God was the thing that gave him the energy and the power to keep going.
Well, God can give you energy and power, too. This is Kevin Freeman with Pirate Money Radio. We had a wonderful conversation with Dr. Ben Carson. Till next week.